السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. The 3rd of Rabi al-Awwal 1443 al-Hijri corresponding to the 9th of October 2021. Press release. The Prime Minister opens the Parliament with a new attack on Muslim families. At regular and well-planned intervals, the Danish government presents policy initiatives aimed at demonizing Muslims as well as diverting attention from significant societal issues. Most recently, the Prime Minister has stated that a commission should be set up focusing on Muslim women. In her speech at the opening of the Danish Parliament on Tuesday, the 5th of October, she said, "In some religious circles and in some immigrant circles, many girls and women are fighting for the freedom to live the life they want to live. As a society, we must insist that our common values, equality, freedom, they must apply to everyone in Denmark. Our proposal is therefore that we set up a commission to assess the rights and freedoms of girls and women," end quote. Once again, the government is portraying Muslim women negatively and problematizing Islam under the guise of politicized concepts such as social control. This declaration of intent to allegedly rescue Muslim women comes at exactly the same time as Frederiksen's former party chairman and prime minister, Helle Thorning-Schmidt, has published a book in which she reports on sexual abuse committed by men from society's elite. Frederiksen's own foreign minister, Jeppe Kofod, as well as one of her closest political comrades, former mayor of Copenhagen, Frank Jensen, has been involved in several cases of sexual assault. Yet, she has done her utmost to obscure these scandals and keep these people in power. The same parliament that the prime minister addressed has been drowning in sexual violation cases, which has included almost all parliamentary parties. Yet the prime minister has the audacity to claim that oppression of women is a problem that characterizes religious circles. The largest TV channels and newspapers have been massively hit by sexual harassment cases. The same is the case in universities, where a new study shows that it is a widespread problem that professors and associate professors exploit their positions to sexually harass female students. In recent years, it has become obvious to everyone that a degrading view of women, in fact, permeates all sections in society in Denmark and Western countries in general. A EU survey from 2014 showed that every second Danish woman experiences abuse and sexual harassment. Is this a misogynistic behavior that Muslim women should emulate? What common values are Mette Frederiksen talking about? Is it this vulgar Western view of woman that has reduced women to an object? The Prime Minister notoriously refuses to put her own house in order and has even earned a reputation as a protector of sexual offenders. At the same time, she continues the systematic psychological aggressions against Muslims in the country by repeatedly problematizing their values and way of life and designating Muslims as scapegoats in almost any political problem. She is throwing stones while she is surrounded by sharp shards from a glass house that has been shattered before the eyes of the world for a long time. The Islamic values of honoring and respecting the woman commanded by the Quran and the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ are happily observed by many Muslims. The cases of Muslims who do not treat women with dignity can in no way be attributed to Islam, but rather to Islamic women oppressive tendencies that particularizes the West. One political initiative after another is being launched to force a Westernization of the way of life on Muslims with the aim of destroying the Muslim family. In the same manner that the Western family has been and become disintegrated through constant manipulation and hate speech against Islam and Muslims, from the rostrum of the Danish Parliament, the Danish people are at the same time deprived of the opportunity to examine Islam without prejudice, which is the only way of life that can free women in the West from the decadent view of women that famous hashtag MeToo movement has brought to light. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Denmark.